From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the program with trumpeter Nicholas Payton and a track from his 1995 Verve Records release, From This Moment. He's joined by the likes of Mulgrew Miller on piano, Mark Whitfield guitar, Reginald Veal bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. We'll listen to one of the standards on this disc, You Stepped Out of a Dream.
Thank you.
That's guitarist Howard Roberts. Howard was one of the lesser known and sadly more underappreciated guitar players of the West Coast cool jazz scene of the 1950s. That session recorded in Los Angeles in the fall of 1956. We took it from a compilation CD featuring various LA sessions from 56 and 57 called Mr. Roberts Plays Guitar, and we heard My Shining Hour. A track from 1964 before that in the debut album from flutist Hubert Laws, the album The Laws of Jazz, with a young Chick Corea, referred to here by his given name Armando Corea on piano, Richard Davis bass, and Bobby Thomas on drums. We heard Capers. And we got things underway with Nicholas Payton on trumpet. You Stepped Out of a Dream. We took that from the album From This Moment. As we move forward on the jazz scene and music next from pianist Helge Lien and his trio, they hail from Norway, with Fordeber on bass and Knut Aljefjer on drums. The album on the ECM label is called Hello Troll, and we'll listen to the piece The Wind Somewhere. Thank you.
desert road from Vegas to nowhere, someplace better than where we've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing, and a little cafe just around the bend. I'm calling you.
Yeah.
Classic sounds from 1965 and the Blue Note catalog. Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, leading his quintet through Witch Hunt from the album Speak No Evil. Most of the members of this quintet were still very active in Miles Davis' classic mid-60s quintet. It was Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Herbie Hancock piano, Ron Carter bass, and Elvin Jones drums. Wayne, Herbie, and Ron were part of Miles' quintet. For that matter, Freddie Hubbard and Ron Carter were part of Herbie Hancock's own classic mid-60s quintet that cut the Maiden Voyage album, also released in 1965. Before that, the duo of pianist Brad Meldow and Swedish classical mezzo-soprano singer Anne-Sophie von Otter, better known for her ability as an opera and aria singer, she occasionally lends her voice to interpretations of more popular music. The album Love Songs is a 2-CD set on the French Naive label, and a rather interesting repertoire. Music from E.E. Cummings, Richard Rodgers, Sarah Teasdale, Joni Mitchell, and in this case, Bob Tellson. We heard Calling You. And we got things underway this time with the Helga Lien Trio from Norway. From the album Hello Troll, Helga's piano playing compared to that of Bill Evans, Keith Jarrett, and even Herbie Hancock, we listened to The Wind Somewhere. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We've got time for one more set this hour, and we'll get it underway with a track from guitarist Bruce Forman and his 1988 Concord Records release, Pardon Me. He's in a quartet with Billy Childs on piano, Jeff Carney on bass, and drummer Eddie Marshall. This one's called Picture Window. Thank you.
Thank you.
Earlier in the program, we listened to the Helga Lien Trio from Norway. They record for the ECM label. And we just went back into the ECM Records archives for another great piano, bass, and drums trio album in their catalog, this time from 1981 and the Mike Nock Trio. Mike, a native of New Zealand, was a driving force in 70s electric jazz fusion, so this was a bit of a departure for him at the time. Joined by Eddie Gomez on bass and veteran ECM drummer John Christensen for the album Ondas, which is the Spanish word for waves, and we heard Land of the Long White Cloud. That album, just like the Helga Lien album, Hello Troll, having that impressionist ECM sound, as it's come to be known in modern jazz circles. Also in that set, a track from 1968 and Vibes player Bobby Hutcherson, the album Stick Up, with Joe Henderson on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, and drummer Billy Higgins. We heard Black Circle. And getting things underway this time, a track from Bruce Forman on guitar, leading his quartet through Picture Window from his late 80s release, Pardon Me. And that will do it for this hour of the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Full program playlist info and streaming audio of the show available on our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Check it out when you can. And do join me when you can for another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present on the next edition of The Jazz Scene. I look forward to your company then. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.